Silver cord. The silver cord is a very real, glistening, impossibly delicate strand attached to each of us just below the breastbone and leading to the higher dimension of the other side. Like the umbilical cord that nourishes our bodies during our brief confinement in the womb, the silver cord nourishes our spirits with the immediate love and life force of God during our brief, self-imposed confinement here on earth, away from home. It's our unbreakable connection to that place we came from, that place we'll go again, where our joy waits. The silver cord is God's way of making sure that He and we, no matter how far apart we might seem in this infinite universe, are always touching. Until I was 50 years old, I privately thought of the silver cord as nothing more than a kind of spiritual version of Cinderella's glass slipper. Just a sparkling, pretty, well-intentioned product of humankind's hopeful imagination. And then I saw my own. So much for skepticism. It was nighttime, after an especially long day at work. I was meditating, lying on the floor of my living room. Candles were lit and a log was burning in the fireplace. Suddenly I realized that, thanks to the depth of my meditation, I'd left my body and was astrally hovering near the ceiling, watching myself. Impressed with how peaceful I looked. Astral travel during deep meditation isn't all that noteworthy for some people, I know, but it's rare for me, probably because I don't care for the sensation it gives me of not being in control. At the same instant it hit me that I was out, wafting around the room instead of inside that body on the floor, I caught the briefest, most breathtaking glimpse of something fine and glittering near me in midair. It was silver as starlight, delicate as a strand of an angel's hair, and I saw it just long enough to understand that it started in my solar plexus and trailed off to disappear several feet away into the higher dimension that was its source. It was my own silver cord, beautiful and sacred and absolutely real. To this day, I have no idea why I was given the privilege of seeing it only once and have never seen it again. That's not a complaint. Once was a blessing, and I'm grateful. I've never doubted that our spirits receive constant essential love and support from the other side during our rough camping trips here on Earth. But when I least expected it, and would frankly have almost bet against it, that glistening silver cord appeared, and I was given a glimpse of divine proof that God, in His perfect wisdom, has devised a way literally to nourish us every moment we're away from home. More and more research and more clients and colleagues since that night have continued to confirm and share their awe at that subtle, glittering miracle, and to remind me of a question I hope none of us ever stop asking. How many other signs of God's hands on earth will we see if we just slow down and open our eyes?